Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and during this membership drive, we're breaking it up with some fun each day in the form of a New York, New Jersey geography quiz. We'll go borough by borough and region by region with guest quiz leaders every day. Yesterday we did Manhattan with Gail Brewer. Today it's Brooklyn. If you think you know Brooklyn, call in and take a shot at it, 646-435-7280. If you get two in a row right, we will give you a prize of one of those Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mugs. Who knows where things are in Brooklyn? You don't have to be from Brooklyn to enter. Call up and play at 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. And I'm so delighted that our guest quiz leader is Jacqueline Woodson, the author of Too Many Books to Mention. There's Brown Girl Dreaming, of course, her National Book Award-winning memoir in verse from 2014 about growing up and her family's move from South Carolina to Brooklyn. There's her novel, Another Brooklyn, from 2016. Her latest book is Before the Ever After, and she writes for young readers and adults in prose and in poetry. Many of her books are set in Brooklyn, where she lives, at least part-time. So, Jacqueline, so great of you to do this with us. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. So happy to be back.
And as calls are coming in, when you're writing a book set in Brooklyn, do you research the neighborhoods or other locations at all, even as you focus on what you already know from life experience or on the characters and their stories?
Yeah, I do go back and look at the neighborhoods. I walk the streets of it and try to figure where my characters would walk, and where they'd eat and stuff like that. So I rely a lot on memory, but I also go back and try to make sure my memory is accurate.
All right, let's have some fun and see if we can give away some mugs. David in Brooklyn is going to be our first player. Hi, David. You're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm ready to do Brooklyn. I blew it on the Manhattan question.
Oh, you're the same David in Brooklyn who, David called on the Manhattan quiz yesterday. And if I remember correctly, you got one right.
Real easy question, yeah.
But then you couldn't
close. I blew it on the, which train goes north, yeah.
More north, the A train or the one. And it was
right,
the
I'm
one. All right,
myself.
Jacqueline, what have you got for David from Brooklyn?
David, I was Brooklyn. Yelling at you, the number one. So my first question for you is, the ailanthus tree, or the tree of heaven, is the favorite of the spotted lanternfly, the new to this area invasive species we're supposed to squish on sight. But it has a storied history in Brooklyn. In what classic coming-of-age novel does the ailanthus tree figure prominently?
I'm going to make a good guess. A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Exactly. A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith from 1943, set in Williamsburg.
A classic and maybe easy way to start, because it's maybe the most famous Brooklyn title ever. Go ahead. Let's see if David can get that two in a row and win a mug.
What Brooklyn neighborhood is known as Spike Lee's childhood neighborhood? It's also where his
Fort
first
Green.
Movie... Ah, nice. Yep,
ding,
exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. Yay, David, yay. You did it. We're gonna send you a mug. Yay, second time was a charm. And he knew it so fast you didn't even get to finish the question.
I know. His production studio is also there.
Yeah, definitely a Fort Greene guy, Spike Lee. I see, though, from the notes around this question that he was born in Atlanta and his family moved to Cobble Hill when he was four, and then Fort Greene. So there's the Spike Lee migration story. All right, let's see who else wants to play. How about Ellen in Montclair? You're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Good, thank you very much. Jacqueline, your question for Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. So what Brooklyn neighborhood was originally called Bostwick? And one of the founders was a black man who had once been enslaved.
Could you repeat the name of the neighborhood, please?
Bostwick, of course, Dutch.
Bostwick.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Bostwick. That was the Dutch, Bostwick. And it, you know, the answer kind of sounds like that.
Bostwick. Bushwick?
Yes, Bushwick.
It's Bushwick?
It is Bushwick.
Where Bostwick,
I guess, became Bushwick. Do you know the history of that, Jacqueline? I don't. Is it just sort of how speech patterns developed over time and it evolved from Bostwick to Bushwick because it was easier for English speakers to say or something like that?
You know, I don't know the history of that, but I do know it was named for the different trees that were in the area. So the streets are, you know, linden, palmetto. And so I know that part of it, but I don't know how Bostwick became Bushwick. I should look that up because now I'm interested.
All right. Ellen, one more for you and you'll win a Brian Lehrer Show Skyline mug. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
This neighborhood was hardest hit by violence during the blackout of 1977. What's the name of the street that saw the most damage to stores and buildings?
The street, Ellen, that the saw name, the most
the name
damage
of the street. Oh,
in 1977.
Oh, I remember that blackout. I do not know the name of the street. I'm going to just say Broadway?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
But that's not right. That's not
it
right.
It is. No, Broadway is right. Broadway is right.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Which a lot of people who don't know the parts of Brooklyn that have Broadway don't even think of as something that's in Broadway, right? They think of it as a street that runs in Manhattan and the Bronx. But there is a Broadway in Brooklyn. Broadway Junction is a big subway stop. Mm-hmm. And there's also a Broadway in Queens. There's even an LIRR stop in Queens that is Broadway. So Broadway is just all over the place. Mm-hmm. Great, Ellen. Congratulations. Let's go next to Neil in Park Slope. Hi, Neil. You're on WNYC.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Ms. Woodson.
Hey, Neil. So, glad to have you. There's a Macy's in downtown Brooklyn, but the department store there went by another name for almost 100 years up until the 1990s. What was the name that most folks who grew up in Brooklyn remember?
Okay, when I moved to Brooklyn several decades ago, before it was the cultural epicenter of America, it was still called Abraham and Strauss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, A&S, that's where we shopped.
Very good. All right, another one for Neil in Park Slope.
Just when we think we can get no hotter, he arrives with a cart wielding a towel-covered block of ice ringed by bottles of syrup. What are the icy treats called that he sells?
Oh, that's Pagero, I think. you slice the ice on and with syrup, flavored syrup.
Yep, exactly.
You're I think he knows it. Yes.
Are we taking Pagero? Cause it's
we're going to say that he knows the product well enough, the way he described it, and came close enough to the pronunciation of the word that, well, you heard the fanfare. We gave it to him. You want to say it right, Jacqueline?
Lin Miranda was selling them in the film On the Heights.
In the Heights, yeah. So it's called Piragua, and the person who sells them is called Le Piraguero, and Piragua comes from canoe, a dugout boat, probably because of the way the block of ice, you know, as it gets shaved down, it starts looking like a dugout boat. So congrats, neighbor. I live in Park Slope, too. Two for two.
We're giving away a lot of mugs today. I think more already in this segment than all of yesterday's. Let's go to Paul in Ditmas Park. Hi, Paul. You're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning.
Jacqueline.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. He's featured prominently on a memorial at the 9th Street entrance of Prospect Park and is also beloved in the musical Hamilton. Who is he?
Oh, I've seen that memorial thousands of times. Is it Hamilton?
No, sorry,
Paul. We're going to give one more person a shot at that. We'll go from Paul in Brooklyn to Vaughn in Brooklyn. Hi, Vaughn. Did you hear that question?
Good morning. No, I missed part of the question.
All right, okay. I'm going to repeat it for you. He's featured prominently on a memorial at the 9th Street entrance of Prospect Park and is featured in the musical Hamilton. Who is he?
I don't know.
All right, that was a stumper. Thanks for trying, Vaughn. You want to give it to them, Jacqueline?
Yes, it's Lafayette. He's one of the characters portrayed by David Diggs in the original cast. And also there are at least two different streets named after him, one in Manhattan and one in Brooklyn. Lafayette.
Yes. We know in Lower Manhattan, the subway stop, Broadway Lafayette. And of course, there's Lafayette Street down there. I guess just like Broadway, Lafayette occurs in more than one borough as a street, just as David Diggs occurs as more than one character in Hamilton, right?
Exactly.
All right. We're doing our Brooklyn geography quiz with Jacqueline Woodson. And let's try, all right, let's see if somebody from Atlanta can answer a Brooklyn quiz question. Sean in Atlanta, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sean. Did you come from Brooklyn previously?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Can you hear me?
22% of the people in Atlanta now did actually come from... No, I'm kidding. But Sean, can you hear us?
Can I can. You can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you.
I can hear you
fine.
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, we can hear you. Jacqueline, ask Sean a question, and let's assume he can hear it.
Okay. Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter, Meg from Little Women, Walt Whitman, Tom Sawyer, and Hiawatha are five of the 15 literary figures set in bronze at the entrance of what Brooklyn building?
Did you get it, Sean?
Oh, I missed the last part. I missed the last part. What Brooklyn landmark? Was that what it? What you said?
Brooklyn building.
What Brooklyn building?
I'm going to have to go with the Brooklyn Public Library.
Yes, nice.
That's right. The Central Library at Grand Army Plaza. All right, one more, and you will be our last Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug winner if you get it right. Jacqueline, what you got for him?
Oh, boy, so much pressure.
This MacArthur Genius Grant alum, Brooklyn writer, shares a birthday with Abraham Lincoln and Judy Blume.
MacArthur Genius Grant alum, Brooklyn writer, shares a birthday with Abraham Lincoln and Judy Blume. And I'll give you one clue. You have very recently heard her voice.
Oh, is it our host, our question asker?
Yeah, but you have to say her name.
Oh, I should have been paying closer attention to our... is it Amy?
Oh,
I'm making a clown out of myself.
Not everybody knows everybody, but you do not win the mug. But Sean, thank you very much for playing, and we thank... not Amy, but Jacqueline Woodson, who's been our quiz leader for today on the Brooklyn Geography Quiz, the author of Brown Girl Dreaming, her National Book Award-winning memoir in verse from 2014 about growing up and her family's move from South Carolina to Brooklyn, her novel Another Brooklyn from 2016. Her latest book is Before the Ever After. And Jacqueline, this was so much fun. So great of you to do this with us. And we gave away a whole bunch of mugs.
Yay. Thanks, Brian. I'm looking forward to listening to next time. Take care.
Thank you very much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Much more to come. Paul Krugman will be our next guest.